Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? In the mid-1980s, there was a flight safety film produced which showed a Royal Air Force pilot walking out to his single-seat Jaguar fighter aircraft for a training sortie. He prepares the aircraft, starts it up, and takes off down the runway. Unfortunately, the aircraft has an engine failure immediately after takeoff, but the pilot can't jettison the external stores and crashes, and he dies because the aircraft doesn't have enough power to fly on a single engine given its full fuel load and the heavy external stores. It transpires that during the pre-takeoff checks, the pilot forgot to arm the stores jettison system, and even though he is trying to jettison them, they won't go because there is a safety system in place to stop an inadvertent release. It would be quite easy to blame this highly trained and professional pilot for forgetting to do something which was part of his pre-takeoff checklist. However, the Royal Air Force recognised that it takes many things for an aircraft crash to happen. The scenario in the film was hypothetical and was from a training film. However, ironically, it appears that something similar did happen 12 years later in 1996. You might wonder what the relevance of this crash has to the diving community. The title of the film was called Distractions and tells the story of what was going on that day, as well in the preceding days and weeks of the accident. From what I can remember, he was a flight commander on the squadron, middle manager, and was under pressure from his wife, with whom he had had a row that morning before work, the administrative personnel to produce the appraisal reports for his subordinate pilots, otherwise they would miss their promotion boards, the boss to arrange a detachment, and just that morning he had had a travel claim rejected by the accounts personnel. I am sure there were a couple of other emotional things that happened during the final planning phase of the mission too. I am pretty sure there was a phone call immediately after briefing and just before walking out to the aircraft, which wasn't welcome. At this point, his mind was not likely in the right place to be flying a multi-million pound aircraft at 420 knots, 250 feet above ground in a formation with other aircraft. But these sorts of distractions were normal, and it was why the film was produced. It highlighted that everyone contributed to flight safety, not just the pilots, but also the administrative staff, the engineers, and the leadership on the base and beyond to ensure that the error-producing conditions were minimized to maximize the likelihood of success. So what? The reason I wrote this blog this morning is that it is easy to focus on the outcomes. Plane crashes, pilot forgot to make a switch selection, it cost him his life, and it was his fault for not doing something that he was supposed to. He was a professional, he should have known better, he had a checklist to follow, it was his responsibility and his alone to make sure the checklist was executed, therefore it was his fault that he died. Case shut. Move on. Taking a simplistic view of accidents like this did not help improve flight safety, and it certainly doesn't help diving safety. In the case of Brian Buggy, he made a number of mistakes on the 20th of May 2018, and a couple of them were critical, but there were also many other factors in place, including distractions and incomplete and inadequate training. This is no different to many other divers too. However, to focus on the fact that he didn't turn on his O2 valve misses a huge amount of learning that is available. Accidents don't happen because of one really obvious issue. They happen because they emerge from multiple factors coming together at just the right time. Those same factors are nearly always present. They just haven't converged, or in the case of the simple Swiss cheese model, the holes have aligned. We cannot get accidents to zero due to the variable nature of human performance and the environment we operate in, but we can identify, control, and mitigate the error-producing conditions that surround us. Don't focus on outcomes, even though they are sexy and easy to recognise. Look backwards and try to put yourself in their shoes without knowledge of the outcome to understand how it made sense. Watch if only. The story of the tragic events of May 2018, told through the lens of human factors, link in the show notes, and consider downloading the 30-plus page workbook to better understand how this event happened and be able to run workshops in your area to learn more. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.